Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A lot of excitement surrounding last night's first round in the NBA draft. I think Trey Johnson's a baller. I'm into it. As soon as Ace went 5, I wanted Trey 6. They did it. Want to talk a little football now. Kind of a lot of interesting dynamics surrounding the Commanders going into this season. But the reality is there's interesting dynamics for every NFL team. Mm-hmm. Like, B, pick a team, and I'll tell you what their biggest concern is. Now, this isn't just me. I feel like you and I could probably do it off the top of our head.
All right, well, I'm just going to go with the teams I care about. Commanders.
All right. To me, the biggest concern for Washington is going to be on the defensive side of the ball. And I do think there are questions about generating the pass rush. I think it's entirely possible this breaks the right way and it works out in a big way. Like, if they can rely less on Luvu as an all-around linebacker and then lean on him more to be a pass rusher,
yeah,
because Jordan McGee's healthy and because your D-line is going to be better against the run, then maybe Luvu's the guy that pops for you. He's shown he's got a ton of talent.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a question going in.
Yeah.
I think, to me, the Commanders' defense, in a lot of ways, will hinge on two players. And I think if you see the vision of Adam Peters and Joe Witt and Dan Quinn and Javon Kinlaw and Marshawn Lattimore are healthy, and between the two of them you get 30 combined regular season games,
uh-huh,
I think this defense could be quite good.
Okay.
Like, if you get those versions of events. Now, if you get the other side of it, then you got real questions.
If those big boys cause problems up the middle, I think it's going to open up stuff for other guys. And if Lattimore is healthy, he's going to be a problem for people. I just look at it like that. And I think that'll help out. So you think the overall, like a spider dropping down behind you, dog.
You serious?
Look right there.
Yo, that's a legit spider. You can probably see it on the stream.
Right. I just saw it coming from the ceiling. I'm like, what the hell is that?
All right, we're going to kill a spider in the middle of the segment.
I saw this thing dropping down from the ceiling. I'm like, what the hell is that?
JP was about to become Spider-Man.
I mean, better than standing as Catman.
So, defensively,
can we just briefly pause for the prison cell conditions? Yeah. That I just had to kill a spider in the middle of the segment.
Hey, man.
It was just dropping down towards my head.
Hey.
Shout out to the prison cell.
Spider-Man would drop down.
We keep it real as hell in this one. Sheesh.
So that's a red flag for us, defense. Now, teams that we're going to be dealing with.
I did want to hold on. I had this conversation off air with somebody the other day, and I don't remember who it was, so forgive me. I did want to explore the Kinlaw thing real quick because I think this has gotten narratives get formed and then people run with it. But I talked to Daryl Tapp a couple weeks ago. We played that interview and it was really good. Let's just look at Kinlaw's numbers last year. Played all 17 games. Had 4.5 sacks, 40 tackles. Played all over that Jets D-line. Had 2 forced fumbles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Jets were bad. They were held back by Aaron Rodgers. They went 5-12.
Yeah.
They fired their coach who was running the defense 5 games into the season.
Running offensive minded coach.
No, I mean, they promoted the DC, but the whole thing was an absolute mess.
Well, I'm saying they brought an offensive mind because Aaron Rodgers became the guy.
If you think about the situations they were in, mm-hmm. this shows you how bad the offense was. The Jets' defense was 3rd in yards allowed, which is pretty damn good, yet they were 20th in points allowed. So they're getting put in impossible situations all the time. That's what those numbers tell you.
Let me ask you this question. If an offense turns the ball over inside your own zone and a team score, it goes against the defense. If a defense intercepts the ball and runs back on the touchdown and those points go up, that still goes against the defense. It's points scored. So sometimes that points allowed thing is totally skewed when you have a sucky offense. You know what I mean?
Totally. I mean, dude, if you're 3rd in yards and 20th in points, there's clearly a discrepancy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't want to overread too much into the league ranks for this defense, but specific to Kinlaw, I think he had a pretty good year last year. And I know, speaking with folks in Ashburn, they believe he had a really good year last year.
Yeah.
A lot of his holdbacks in San Fran were injury-driven. Last year, he was healthy.
Yeah.
And then maybe I was talking to Toby about this, but I feel like it wasn't on air. I feel like it was during a break.
Well, we do talk a lot in the breaks, Jay.
Yeah, but you should know. Poor Toby. Yesterday, we did a segment on getting Toby a girlfriend, and then Jeff came in here during the break with some other various ways to help Toby meet women. Toby ain't that dude, Jeff.
Hey, just know we take in prompts for Toby's Hinge account. DM them to me at Jeff2Funny on Instagram and Twitter.
Stop. But the other thing that I think people get... there's like these people on social media that are just deemed to be the determination or the determinants of what is and isn't an appropriate contract. And the Kinlaw deal, people got worked up about, it's a 3rd-tier D-tackle deal, and it's free agency where everybody gets overpaid.
Hey, man.
Like, I just...
You know what you do with that one, Jay? Stop wasting your time and energy on those idiots.
Well, I'm not. I'm just
being real, bro.
I'm not focused on the people that have already made a determination. I just want the people that maybe haven't, that are waiting to see what all could happen, to see both sides of a possible coin. How about that?
If we are giving Adam Peters and Dan Quinn all of this credit, do you think they just went out and grabbed somebody that just absolutely can't play?
We'll find out.
I'm saying, but. Are they making this move because, we just like this dude. We know he can't play, but we like him. They're making a move because they think he can help you.
It doesn't mean – it's now, obviously not just because they like him, but they could be wrong in an assessment.
They could be, but yeah. I'm saying sometimes people come in, they get injured, this, that, and the other. But overall, they've been to a place – he's been in places where they know what he's capable of.
Right.
And they feel that they're going to go off of that. I'm not going to ever sit up here and overly be concerned about a guy who hides behind an avatar or whoever. It could be a lady. We don't know who the hell they are. But they can just start and say stuff all the time. Be the same people come talk to you in the public and they agree with every damn thing you say. Like when you said earlier, nobody will call in and say that. As soon as somebody hear that, somebody going to call in and say something opposite of what you think. It's going to happen like that.
I don't know that this is a hot take. I think this is pretty easy. Honestly, I think it makes a lot of sense if you are more optimistic about the season Kinlaw could have this year than Lattimore.
It's possible.
Kinlaw's played 17 games each of the last 2 seasons. It's been, you have to go back to 2021 since Marshawn was healthy.
I think that's very, very possible because, accessibility, availability is the best ability.
Right.
But, the thing of it is, if Lattimore comes out here and plays through 12, 13, 14 games,
sure,
and he plays like he's capable of, his could still be bigger even if Kinlaw plays 17.
100%.
You know, he's in a position where if he can be out there 90%, 85, 90% of the time, and he plays at the level he's capable of, he can make a hell of a difference on that defense.
Now, on CBSSports.com, they listed the Commanders' biggest red flag as leaning on a bunch of guys that can kind of be injury-prone. Obviously, Lattimore is on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Kinlaw hasn't missed a game in the last 2 years, but he did miss a lot of time prior to that in San Fran. Debo's missed some time, and Debo has played but not always been 100%. Injuries are a part of life in the NFL. To me, the only person that really lands in this, yo, you're really counting on a dude that gets hurt a lot, is Lattimore. And they knew that going in when they traded for him that he was hurt. I mean, he was clearly hurt last season. I think Debo, they believe they get him in better shape. Contract year. Tunsil has missed 3 games in the last 3 years, but has regularly missed some time in his previous 5-6 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that's fluky. Some of that's football.
It's football. Because, right? I'll say this. We talk as if guys are supposed to play every game. We can go through the history of the NFL and find out who played every game, and we probably will not get that many people. So people are going to miss. In this sport, you're going to miss some games. Now, you don't want guys missing 8, 9, 10 games every year. That's a problem, you know. But guys missing one game, 2 games here and there, possibly may miss 3 or 4 in one season, but then he plays the next. That goes with the rigors of the sport. This is a tough game, man.
Yeah.
And you watch people, you know, you watch people that play football. They are going to get hurt. And some people fight through it, some people don't. Like, just like regular people. Some regular people get a cold and they got to stay home for a week. Other guy got a damn flu. You got to force him to go back home. It's the makeup of the person. And as these rascals start, these new generation people start getting into the NFL, they are going to take every chance they can to sit at home.
The Jeffs of the world?
Hell yeah.
The White Bryans of the world? Hell. I haven't seen that dude in a week. So looking elsewhere around the NFC East, I think the biggest red flag for the Eagles, defensive turnover. I'll read this from CBS. Vic Fangio was the perfect man to oversee the Eagles' defense in 24, bringing discipline and tenacity back to a unit that had become practically lifeless. Now he'll be charged with defending the Birds' crown while likely overseeing new starters at every level of the lineup. Still got Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, but Azeez Ojulari, Adoree Jackson. They did lose a bunch of players. I think Philly's going to be okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Where else should we check in on? What do you think Dallas's question marks would be?
That's what I was about to ask you. Dallas question mark, Dak. Is he going to stay healthy? Also, they just got a brand new receiver. Will he stay sane?
You want to hear something kind of fun?
That.
Dallas didn't make this list because it's only considered biggest red flags for 2025 NFL contenders.
Wow.
So the Cowboys and the Giants aren't on the list.
And we're not even much trying to take a shot at them. Somebody else took the shot.
Yeah, dude, that's not me. That's them. Dude, the other, I remain very confident they get a deal done with Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, me too. I had that conversation on the course yesterday with some people.
However, couldn't help but notice at minicamp when Terry wasn't there and Noah Brown was injured. Like, all of a sudden, that unit looks a lot different.
Things look slim.
Diami's not there. OZ's not there.
And I would ask y'all, I would give you a statement. Guess who else saw that?
Terry? Adam Peters? Dan Quinn?
The people that's running this thing say, oh, boy, okay.
Now, you have Debo, and you like to think you can lean on Debo, and you've got good depth at tight end. I think you've got backs that can catch passes.
Debo is a special.
But Debo's a different dude.
He's a different character. Not having Terry, you don't have that receiver dude. That's that guy.
So I had All Ears last night at Channel 4, and we do
All Ears every day.
That's a good point. But we do this mailbag segment, and one of the questions I got was from a dude like, hey, what do you think the chances are they're going to keep looking at receiver? And the answer is, hell yeah. Noah Brown wasn't even on the roster until I think September 1st last year.
Yeah.
He went through camp with Houston before he landed in Washington. So, yes, they will continue to look. It doesn't mean they feel they need to. I think they like Jalen Lane. I think they like Luke McCaffrey. It's
one thing about this is just a notion I want people to understand. They never stop looking. Dude, to be honest, the NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, those are jobs where people are always looking for your replacement.
Right.
You know, this is not the regular business world where you get a job and you can sign a 10, 15-year contract and you're going to be around. You might sign a 4 or 5-year contract in the NFL, and guess what? They're looking for the dude to get you to replace you as soon as you start slipping. That's just what you have to do. And the only way you keep them off, if you keep elevating your game.
Dude, I thought Eckler had an incredible answer whenever that we were out there for minicamp 2 weeks ago, I guess now.
Mm-hmm.
They have a ton of running backs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they list Kaz Allen as a running back. I don't really think he's a running back. But I think they've got 8 running backs on a 90-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to kind of be dismissive of that, but think about how many of them played and got carries last year.
1, 2, 3,
Eckler,
4,
McNichols,
5.
Robinson, Rodriguez.
And what's the other kid? That came with, was it Cliff or Adam? Rodriguez, who else?
Yeah. I can look it up.
Same thing in the name.
I'm pretty sure there was a 5th.
Yeah.
Jeff's just dancing, so he's locked in. Eckler, McNichols, Robinson,
Rodriguez. Yeah, I thought it was one more person.
Pulling it up as we speak. Rushing attempts. B-Rob, Eckler, McNichols. I don't think there was another running back. I think it was those 4 guys got carries. Now, other players got carries, but Eckler, McNichols, C-Rod, Robinson. So, obviously, you've got those 4. There was the kid, Wiley, that was really impressive last year that was kind of a practice squad guy that never mm-hmm. got the call up. Then they add Kroski Merritt this year, who people have a ton of excitement about. Austin Eckler said, he's like, man, it's a really unique thing when you're a veteran in this league because I want to help these young guys, even though I know they're here to take my job.
Yeah.
And he's like, and that competition is what sparks us and drives us.
Yeah. I mean, hell, I dealt with it every year. I come in 1 year, then the next year they draft the damn Rose Bowl MVP. Then the next year they draft the damn Heisman Trophy winner.
Did you ever finally say anything about that?
No. Because, first of all, if you're about competition, you're going to always – if you – afraid to compete, then you're in the wrong damn business. But every time they came in, I helped every one of them. But I also knew they weren't going to outwork me. You know, and listen, people call that arrogance. I just call that confidence. You know, if I believe in me, why the hell am I concerned about who you drafted?
Sure. I think it I think it is that's what AP and DQ are building.
Yeah.
Is it's going to be really, really hard, and we want the guys that will work their ass off.
You know what happens in that situation? You never, ever relax.
Sure.
You constantly work. And if you got guys that are going to work their whole career, they're going to have a lot of success.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.